It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Scott Detrow. In Brazil, political fault lines sometimes appear in the oddest places. Supporters of the country's former far-right president, currently serving a prison sentence, have taken offense to a New Year's ad for flip-flops. They say it is leftist propaganda and have called for a boycott of the iconic Brazilian sandals. From Rio de Janeiro, NPR's Carrie Kahn explains.
The Havaianas ad that's upset the right features Brazilian actress Fernanda Torres sitting in front of a wall covered with pairs of the brightly colored footwear.
Desculpa, mas eu não quero que você comece 2026 com o pé direito. Não é nada contra a sorte, mas vamos combinar.
Excuse me, but I don't want you to start 2026 on the right foot, says the Golden Globe winning actress, playing off a popular Brazilian expression, wishing one good luck. I want you to start off with both feet in the game, she says.
Os dois pés onde você quiser. Vai com tudo, de corpo e alma.
With both feet taking you wherever you want. Because as she ends with the company's tagline, Havaianas, everyone wears them. Everyone loves them. Apparently now, not everyone.
It's not by chance. Excuse me. So, the right foot and the left one are in the trash. Anyway,
that's a social media video by Eduardo Bolsonaro, former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro's son, tossing a pair of the rubber sandals into the trash. The young Bolsonaro now lives in the U.S. and has been leading lobbying efforts to get President Trump's help in freeing his dad, who has begun serving a 27-year sentence for plotting a coup to stay in power.
O boicote é ato de soberania contra a doutrinação cultural.
In another pro-conservative video posted on X by a user named Leila R. Silva, the narrator calls the boycott a patriotic act against cultural indoctrination by Brazil's elites.
A mensagem final é, quem lacra, não lucra. Deixe o chinelo deles na prateleira.
The final message, it continues, those who are woke, go broke. Leave their flip-flops on the shelf. Reps for Fernanda Torres and Havaianas didn't respond to requests for comment. The company's stock took a quick dip in value right after the boycott calls, but rebounded quickly. And for many post-Christmas shoppers at this crowded Rio Mall, the boycott is a flip-flop.
I don't think she was referring to the right wing or anything political. I think she was doing just a joke,
says Eliana Leve, a local lawyer and owner of three pairs of Havaianas.
She was comparing things, fazendo trocadilho.
Just making a pun, says Leve. Civil engineer Victor Gaspar walked out of the packed Havaianas store with a huge bag.
A gente veio fazer as trocas de tamanho, cor.
He had some Christmas exchanges and a few new purchases for nieces and nephews. Obviously, he says he's not boycotting.
Me agrada, eu vou comprar, não acho que vai influenciar na política.
I like buying them, he says, and laughs at those defining politics by sandal preferences. Although he says his conservative father-in-law made it clear he did not want any Havaianas for Christmas, fellow shopper Marcelo Freitas also dismissed the sandal scandal.
People nowadays, they're taking everything too seriously, and life is not like that.
You gotta take it easier, he says, especially here in Rio. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.